Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. How are the Michigan and Lansing economies going to fare in 2016? The answers to this question can help businesses plan for the future and also give the public an idea of how their personal finances may change. For some years, my friend Chris Holman and his Michigan Business Network have hosted a Lansing Economic Forecast Breakfast in December to give area leaders and business people insights on where we might be headed in this part of the country. This year's program was delivered at the Eagle Eye Golf Club last Thursday. In addition to Chris, the speakers included top people from the Accident Fund Insurance Company, the Greater Lansing Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, and Michigan State University Economics Professor Charles Ballard. These speakers have access to information that most of the rest of us cannot easily obtain. Generally, the speakers pointed out that Michigan has fared better than the rest of the country over the past several years, and that Lansing, in particular, has enjoyed more economic growth than much of the rest of the state. On that basis, the speakers were mostly optimistic for favorable economic trends next year. However, not everything presented was rosy. Chamber of Commerce President Tim Damon pointed out that the city of Lansing, as of almost 3 years ago, owed $600 million in unfunded liabilities for pensions and retiree health care benefits. He placed this financial hole in the context of it being part of a total of $11 billion of unfunded liabilities across municipalities in Michigan and as much as $2 trillion for state and local governments nationwide. He told the audience that the city government is waiting for a report due next March discussing possible alternative solutions for this huge problem. Professor Ballard stated that he thinks the Lansing and Michigan economies are likely to grow in 2016, but added several cautions that could derail that result. To dig further into these cautions and to expose the issues that the speakers did not cover, be sure to listen tomorrow at this time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.